Welcome back. On the 1st of January, Ukraine took a symbolic step closer to the EU when an association agreement with the bloc provisionally came into effect. But it seems not everybody's happy about it. A Dutch broadcaster has conducted a poll to gauge the public mood. The survey comes ahead of a non-binding public referendum on the issue in April, which was triggered after more than 400,000 members of the public signed a petition. The new opinion poll shows the majority of voters actually oppose the agreement with Ukraine. More than 50% of those who responded say they're certain to reject the deal, while a quarter say they will likely reject it. But let's find out exactly what this agreement offers. It mainly focuses on a broad trade deal between Ukraine and the European Union that makes both sides open their markets and remove tariffs on goods. It also considers enhanced cooperation in foreign and security policy. Earlier, we spoke with Dutch journalist Joost Niemöller. He thinks this is much more than just a trade deal.
Well, I think the Dutch know pretty well what the importance of this so-called trade deal is. It's a political deal. It's the reason why the coup d'etat was made in Ukraine. I think a lot of people in the Netherlands and in Europe are afraid that the confrontation with Russia will get bigger. And you can also see that the never elected boss from the European Union. Mr. Juncker, he said today in an interview that when the Dutch people would vote against this trade deal, there will the effect will be that there will be an enormous crisis in Europe. So now it's going to be a big debate about political issues and not about just a trade deal.